We hear a lot about the opioid crisis in our country and our community, and what we hear about is typically factual and statistical. This is Lisa Berry, and the Washtenaw County Health Department recently completed a report that goes beyond the facts and numbers, looking at the underlying issues that create an environment for addiction and how that can be healed. Joining us to talk about that on 89.1 WEMU is epidemiologist from the Washtenaw County Health Department and author of the report, Adrienne Waller. Thank you so much for joining us. It's called the Healing Forest Report. What exactly does that mean?
The idea of the Healing Forest is comes from a Native American wellbriety movement that focuses on the fact that you can't take a sick tree out of a forest, make it better, and then put it back in the sick forest and expect it to continue to thrive. The Native American wellbriety movement is really focused on a comprehensive community approach that not just heals a single issue, but also cultivates a whole community and culture that is focused on recovery and wellness.
Wellbriety, is that a word we hear a lot?
I think within the recovery community, it is used quite a bit.
Was this study your idea? Where did it come from in the first place?
Well, actually, I've been working for public health for about 30 years. And with every issue that I work on, while quantitative numbers are critical, I've always talked to people who are on the front lines of whatever issue is going on, because the numbers only make sense within context of those who are seeing things up close and personal. This was a particularly complicated issue, and so I really had to talk to people in the community to understand what was going on, because this was such a novel and frightening crisis brewing 8-9 years ago.
The Washtenaw County Health Department has been doing opioid reports since 2014, but this one definitely sounds different from all the others.
This is much different. It's really focused on conversations. So over the last 6 years, the folks in the community allowed me to talk with them about very complex issues and very personal issues, and sort of they helped to provide me with a little bit better vision and understanding of why easy fixes are not true fixes.
How many people did you talk to for the report?
Well, I had about 48 conversations with approximately 30 people, and that included people who were in recovery, people who were in active addiction, people who are working on the front lines regarding outreach in our communities and on our streets, law enforcement officials, school staff, all kinds of folks in the community.
Can you share with us some of the questions or types of questions you are asking?
I wanted to keep the conversations pretty open-ended so that we made sure to focus on the issues that were important to that particular person. And so in general, my question was, how did we get here? What led us to this time and these circumstances? And what do you feel needs to happen in order to heal the forest?
And did you come up with any conclusive answers as to how did we get here with this opioid crisis?
I definitely heard a number of repeating themes. And so the report, I actually tried to identify what those repeating themes were, and it ended up being 10 issues that seemed to come up over and over in these conversations.
Can you share what type of issues?
So, for instance, things like, this is not just about opiate addiction. This is about addiction. A lot of conversations about how changes in the pharmaceutical industry, the healthcare systems, healthcare delivery led us to this point. How some people are more vulnerable than others to opiate addiction. The importance of community outreach, and how mental illness is a driver of much of the addiction issues, as well as a result.
And did you come up with any suggested solutions?
I'm hesitant to say solution, but things that will help to heal the forest is dealing with mental health proactively. We have many people in our community who have mental health challenges, mental illnesses, who are not being treated adequately. Those folks are very vulnerable to substance abuse disorders. We also know that many of the healthcare providers are now using the Michigan Automated Prescription System to monitor their patients' usage. We do know that our law enforcement agencies have become very creative and compassionate about how they approach this issue, because they know and they tell us that you cannot handcuff addiction.
Can you characterize for us how bad or how serious the opioid problem is in Washtenaw County?
Well, I can tell you that when we look at the leading causes of death over the last 10 years and the increases and decreases, opiate overdose deaths or opiate poisoning deaths have increased far and away at much greater rates than any other cause of death.
And what will the Washtenaw County Health Department do with these findings? I mean, it is called the Healing Forest Report. I'm hearing the intention is to heal people. Do you think there's concrete information that you can take from this and do that?
In the report, there's about 150 quotes, which really, while they're saying, you know, one or two sentences each of them really represent important, subtle, but critical aspects of the approach. So public health is uniquely positioned to help sort of give the comprehensive overview and the importance of, while things like providing naloxone, while things like providing medication-assisted treatment, residential treatment, those sort of things are absolutely important, there is a much larger scope to this. In part, what public health does is to provide that overview so that the community realizes that these are not just single issue answers.
Do you think this report has unearthed some concrete information that you can take and implement and improve the situation, or is this just starting to get the conversation going?
Well, I think some communities are really been immersed in all of this, the healthcare community, the treatment community, et cetera. But I think that there's a lot of people who really haven't even begun the conversation, in large part because there's a lot of shame and stigma associated. So the conversations within families, within neighborhoods, within school communities, et cetera. But I think there's some really key issues in these quotes that enable us to have some very tangible issues to work on. So for instance, one of the folks that I conversed with is somebody who is in recovery, and they talk about the incredible challenges, despite the fact that physicians and healthcare systems are using better monitoring of opioid use. They still identify the challenges of being in a community where pharmaceuticals are relatively easily available. Even though there's a lot of new regulations and new procedures in place, the actual doctor-patient relationship is not simple.
The goal is to create a sustained community recovery. The name of the report is the Healing Forest Report. We've been talking to Washtenaw County epidemiologist Adrienne Waller about that report. Thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much, Lisa.